Denmark, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. In the Middle East, dozens of Palestinians are feared dead after an Israeli airstrike hit a refugee camp in northern Gaza packed with innocent civilians.
Children and people are sleeping on stairs. There are no mattresses, no blankets. So it's a really dire humanitarian situation.
That's Arwa Mena with the Mercy Corporation. The health ministry run by Hamas saying at least 52 people were killed. Israel confirming the strike, saying it targeted and killed a top Hamas commander who helped plan the October 7th massacre. In the U.S., another deadly attack continues to raise questions, the killing of 18 people and the wounding of more than a dozen others in Lewiston, Maine last week. The suspected gunman taking his own life, local Sheriff Joel Mary says the investigation continues.
Taking a hard look at what happened, and if there are changes that need to be made, let's make them, and let's make them soon. You know, we've already started that process.
This is ABC News. Former Major League Baseball player Danny Serafini in court in California facing charges in the murder of his father-in-law and the attempted murder of his mother-in-law. More from ABC's Faith Abube.
Investigators saying surveillance video from June 2021 shows Serafini wearing a hood and a mask outside the scene of the crime just hours before the shootings. Prosecutors accusing Serafini of lying in wait and using a .22 caliber firearm to intentionally and personally shoot his father-in-law, Gary Spohr, and his mother-in-law, Wendy Wood. Gary dying from his injuries, Wendy surviving multiple gunshots to the head, but dying a year later. Samantha Scott, a close friend of Serafini's wife, also charged in the crimes.
And shakeup in the NFL just about halfway through the season, and the Las Vegas Raiders have fired both their head coach and the general manager. The Raiders sitting on a disappointing 3-5 record after making the playoffs in 2021. I'm Tom Rivers, ABC News.
Everywhere you look, from groceries to utilities to gas, prices keep going up. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin can dramatically help lower your energy costs year-round by replacing drafty windows and doors in as little as 6 weeks. And now you can save even more by taking advantage of no interest and no down payment for up to 36 months when you order by November 30th. Set your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply. See show for details on rents 11/30/2023. Be a part of the resistance. Check out The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW, and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers is suing the Wisconsin legislature over pay raises denied to University of Wisconsin employees. A joint committee is holding up the pay raises, even though they'd been approved in the state budget by the full legislature and signed by the governor. Republican leaders called the lawsuit frivolous and said that it could hold up pay raises for other state employees. Evers wants the state Supreme Court to take up the case directly. Open enrollment under the Affordable Care Act begins tomorrow. People have until December 15th to sign up for a plan or renew their old plan in order to be covered on January 1st. Enrollment hit a record high earlier this year, and health insurance analysts expect the number to get bigger. In Wisconsin, thousands of people who were disenrolled from Medicaid this year are expected to drive demand. I'm Nate Wuggehoe, Civic Media News.
The Packers trade Rasul Douglas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers traded defensive back Rasul Douglas to the Buffalo Bills. The deal finalized just 30 minutes before the NFL deadline. The Bills receiving Douglas and a fifth-round pick in next year's draft. The Packers in return get a third-round pick. At age 28 and in his prime, Douglas joins a team now with a shot at the Super Bowl. A surprise in Las Vegas. Last night, the owner of the Raiders, Mark Davis, fired both head coach Josh McDaniels and GM David Ziegler. McDaniels McDaniels only in his second season. The Raiders at 3-5 just beat the Packers 2 weeks ago. NBA, the Bucks are on the road tonight to take on the Toronto Raptors. Game time, 6 o'clock. Milwaukee coming off a 122-114 win at home over the Heat. Head coach Adrian Griffin says the Bucks defense looked a little gassed in the fourth quarter.
It got a little stagnant at the end, but we learned from that. I got to do better. I don't know if I need to put another ball handler in there.
That's the Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy today with highs around 38. Southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies. Tonight, lows dip down to about 27. Highs around 43. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 21.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Get on it.
Cold one.
Cold. It's like 40 degrees difference from like a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
It a couple is. Of days ago, I walked in here and I said, oh my gosh, but 66 degrees.
Yeah.
It went now up. It's 28 degrees.
But
how many trick-or-treaters did you have?
You know what? I was working. I didn't get home till late. And then.
You know how many we got in Manitowoc? Two.
Oh no.
Yeah. It was so crappy.
There was not. I think we had, I'm going to guess, 270.
Because wow, you still had that many.
Because I came home and she said a group of kids came, three kids, and she goes, she had the lights off because it was after whatever, eight. And then she goes, well, all right. And so she gave him the last box of candy. I think there's 30 or 36 bars in a box. But no, it was great. We'd
Whoa, back up. Beep, beep, beep. Back that one up here. She gave them 36 candy bars?
She gave them a whole box.
She did. Gave them a box
she did.
Of candy bars.
They're nice kids. Yeah, three kids, brothers. And she said, they had
Todd. Todd, talk to me. Buddy.
I did not need it at
Todd,
my house.
Todd, come on.
So I'm thinking, so, I've got a plan for next year already. We're going to wait till after
you and me
trick
both. Or day. Absolutely. And we're going there. 802.
Yeah. Yeah. She gave him the box. She did.
Oh, my Lord.
Hey, get this. I was going to tell you this. I wasn't going to call you last night. Yeah, I was teaching all day. I was very tired when I got home. But get this. My neighbors, who are the nicest people on the planet, went up to Michigan, like on a drive, look at the leaves type thing. I don't know if I didn't talk to them. They brought back
pasty?
Yep. And I'll tell you what. Donna, when I got home, because I teach till 8:30, right? So I get home like 9. It was baking in the oven.
Yeah. How good that smell?
It reminded her of Thanksgiving. It reminded me of my grandma.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But yeah. I will tell you, you are onto something because we'd like to make those and maybe make them at the community shelter, make them as a fundraiser. That crust is.
Isn't that? But that's the key.
That's the key.
That's the key.
That is not pot pie crust, man.
No.
That
it's
is
a
like
special kind of crust.
Some
I know.
Old lady.
Hey, you're exact. I could go up to
with the apron
Michigami
on.
And find some 79-year-old lady.
I will pay her to come here. That's the key to that thing. I mean, the ingredients were great.
Yeah. Well, I don't even know if anybody uses this term anymore. I know lard was a big thing.
I bet that was in there.
Is there still lard? Do they still make lard? Do they still make lard?
Sure.
Crisco?
People just don't brag about it lately.
but think there's a lot of that.
That, do you eat it? Do you put anything on it?
Ketchup.
I thought about that, but I didn't. It was too good to.
Don't really need anything.
No. I was going to get
some
ketchup.
Some people do gravy. I've never done the gravy thing.
I was thinking, does this need a sauce? But it was
ketchup. Pretty much everybody puts ketchup. That's the only thing that I've ever seen on them. Right. Like I said, some people with the gravy, but I've never.
But so, Todd, Civic Media is going to be sponsoring this event, and
they know that.
Yeah, we're just telling.
Hey, Todd, just so you know, you're going to be sponsoring event.
It's not even that. It's more the. It's our community outreach. You know how people like Schreiber across the street from us, they did their day of service. And we've had a number of people that, you know, they do this community outreach. PCMC does that. And a lot of people do. And we're going to do ours. But ours is going to be, we're going to get Civic Media employees and some of our guests. We're going to go and we're going to make these. But we have to get, it's not like a good chef. We need somebody who knows how to do it.
Jim, no, I'm just being honest. Haven't I been saying that from day one?
You have.
And you've always been like, don't worry about it. But now that you've experienced the greatness that is a pasty.
Todd, have you had an original pasty? None of this store-bought and stuff. I'm talking about from the UP.
Never.
It is totally, I don't know how much they paid for it, but it was worth it. I did. It just was really, and it was hot, and it was cold last night when I got home, right? So it was nice that it was a hot meal.
And, you know, sometimes like the littlest thing, you can go for this big dinner and it just doesn't turn out good. I remember two summers ago, going up around Munising, Michigan.
No.
The town of Autran. It's right in Lake Superior. We were going to go on the Picture Rocks thing, but the waves were too high, the winds were too heavy or whatever. And we stopped at this little gas station in the town of Autran. Okay? And we walked in, and it's like, oh, my Lord Almighty. I knew what it was. This church smells so good.
Yeah.
It's like if you ever walked into the greatest baker in the world or the greatest whatever.
Right.
And you walk in, and it's like, okay, so, you know, forget this big fancy meal. We bought these pasties.
Right.
And we sat in our car.
Yeah.
And we ate these pasties.
Yeah.
One of the greatest meals we've ever had in our life.
It's different. I haven't had a pot pie, I think, since I was a little kid. And that's not even a pot pie.
But the crust.
You'd been talking about the crust. And I don't know if I could make that. There's something pretty unique about
that. Do we have any Upers up there?
I will pay, Johnny, I will pay their transportation to come down here. We're going to pick the date. We're
going
to make these. We're going to serve them. We can cut them in half. That's a lot.
Well, you can make them any size you want, but yeah, some of them are pretty big. They're
But I ate it. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. I thought I was thinking if we would do that for you're right. I guess we could make them different sizes because that would be a lot for one person, I thought.
Yeah, it is. With the big full size one.
Right.
That really is.
But it was really, really good.
I know it is. I know.
But if we can get some Upers to come down and you pick the date, I'll get the kitchen, I'll get the ingredients, we'll make them. We'll serve them to the community shelter, you know, for either a lunch or a dinner. We'll find the right date. Probably be a lunch. And then we'll maybe sell them as a fundraiser or something. I don't know. But you were spot on with that. Like I was teasing you about, they can't be that great. They are.
Yeah. And you're right. I was looking up some of the recipes you can find online. Kind of thing.
Yeah.
Butter and lard.
It is. Okay.
That's what puts the magic in.
Yeah.
You know what? Come to think of it, like I, you know, my grandma, there was lard in that.
This is not a weight loss food.
No, but today's November 1st, so we're good. We're good. That was last night. It was October
3rd. It's a whole new world today.
Yes, it is. But you know what? It was lard because you know how you eat something? It's like, okay, what's in here? You're looking for that cinnamon or cumin or garlic or whatever it is. And I was like, I couldn't figure that out. That's what it was.
Yes, absolutely.
And whoever made those, they can raise the price because they were awesome.
Yeah. So if we have any texters out there who are from the UP or have their roots into making the real kind of pasties they have the UP, please let us know.
And I think we can, like you said, we can make them ahead of time and freeze them, right? Then bake them.
There's a place up in Nagani, the Elks Club, just, you know, the Elks Club.
Right.
They do, I think it's two fundraisers a year or three. They make pasties.
I think that'd be an awesome fundraiser.
And there's lines, and these are for people, because it's a lot of work.
It looks like a lot of work.
It's a lot of work.
Cut up all the potatoes were in there.
Yeah.
It's
a lot
of
work. So it's like, but they sell like thousands of them.
Uh-huh. I believe that.
Yeah.
I believe that.
So maybe we could have them make them for us. I'll drive up there, get a
semi.
A van.
A U-Haul.
U-Haul. Yes. And load her up.
I don't know. I think I think I want to learn how to make those.
Okay.
And I think I want to have a, like, and I.
Yeah, I see you. I could see you being that kind of guy that would, I mean, you and Don are good at putting stuff together,
right,
and kind of tearing into it.
Right.
Yeah.
It would be, I think it'd be fun to do too. And the kitchen is awesome at the community
show.
But
I think it's pork in there too.
Yeah.
Is it pork or beef? I think it's pork. Isn't it?
It was.
I'm not sure.
It would be like almost stuffing, like for your turkey.
Kind of ish.
But no, I mean it. It was. It wasn't like chunks of anything, right? It was more.
Did you have
out.
A Dobbers? Was it Dobbers pastas from Escanaba? Well, from Menominee?
I don't know.
Because that's a little bit different than other ones. Everybody's got their
I
own.
The kind of had
I
last.
I can't do it anymore. But I used to be able to tell you exactly where that pasty came from. Whether it was, I'm not kidding about this, because the crusts were different and everything.
Okay.
Like Madeline's pasty from the UP, red onion pasty, Dobbers pasty.
Those are all
different companies, and they're all
companies.
A little bit different.
That's whatever what I had last night is the company I want here.
Okay. All right.
And so I got my neighbors, you know, obviously, I'll ask them where they went, where they stopped at. If it was Dobbers, what was the other one?
Well, I don't think Madeline's is around anymore.
Okay. Well, I'll figure it out.
Escanaba and Menominee have the two pasty shops on the way up. But I still say, in some ways, the best pasties are like some 84-year-old Finnish lady in the UP.
She's 5 years older than she was a half hour ago. She's like,
That was her sister. She got a bad back today. And but, you know what? You wouldn't want to like arm wrestle them, because they're the type of, we used to have these lunch ladies like that. They'd have these forearms that were just from kneading dough and stuff like that all their life. Just country strong.
So those are the little things that you can tell when you eat it that it was kneaded by hand.
Absolutely.
And even though it's like, how do you know that? I don't know. I just know that.
Yeah.
Because certain things, you know, are homemade.
Yes.
But if, you know,
I literally have such a hankering right now for a pasty. You can't even believe it.
I'm looking at pictures online.
I know.
Wow.
You guys, those are good. And that's going to be a great
I think we can do this.
Treat for the community shelter. But
yep.
It's also going to be a great fundraiser. Plus, we got our golf outing, and we got the big ping pong. Well, I shouldn't talk about
that. Oh, my gosh.
But there's a lot of cool things that we're going to be doing as
then
the Mind on the Mayor show and Civic Media.
Is it on Thanksgiving morning you've got the other thing?
Well, I think
we're doing turkeys. Before Thanksgiving. Yeah, the turkey drop. When's that?
No. That's all. John, don't give it all away, man.
As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly. They're falling out of the sky like bags of wet cement.
No, but
all
Todd,
the humanity.
But Todd, we are getting on something, and I don't know if you guys are signed up yet. I didn't see your name on there, but the turkey trot.
What is that?
Oh, Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah.
And you get a pie when you're done. It's small.
Pumpkin.
Yeah, well, yeah, they have an apple, but
there's nothing I dislike more than pumpkin pie.
Oh my God, John!
There's nothing
don't
I dislike
that.
More
we could lose listeners.
Than pumpkin pie.
John.
No, because I've done this. I've done this poll, and you'd be shocked at how many people do not like pumpkin pie. I'm throwing it out there.
Okay,
you're
not going to win this,
Texters. Pumpkin pie, yes or no?
Okay.
Yes,
go ahead, Todd.
No.
I'm in.
All right. Download the Civic Media app. Choose the right station, WGBW or WISS, lower right-hand corner. There's a text button. Let us know. Pumpkin pie, yes or no.
Oh, my
yes.
gosh.
And we'll get the results here.
And the winner, well, depends who wins. But
I also have to have a special pie made for me on Thanksgiving. Pecan.
Those are good.
Love pecan.
Don't do that. Don't throw that into the mix. Let's just do straight up pumpkin.
Right. By the way, Todd put this out here. Today is National Cinnamon Day. Scented Candle Day, and World Vegan Day. So you can almost put these all together. You can make a candle that smells like cinnamon and is made out of plant-based product.
A new revenue stream.
I like this.
A great day for him to start his vegetable.
Plant-based diet.
Oh,
yeah.
God,
exactly.
I got here. Todd saw me, jumped on the scale. I'm like, okay.
Not good?
Not good. Thank God it's November 1st.
We got a big show coming up. Rob Demosky will be joining us in the next hour to talk about that Packer trade and a lot of other things with the Packers.
Yeah.
Big day, folks. Stick with us. Back after this.
And I'm wondering what it is I should do. It's so hard to keep this.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than BugTussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, BugTussle has you covered. BugTussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. BugTussle. We're out there because you're out there.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, boy, that was a real deep. We just had the shortest, deepest conversation we've ever had.
We're just talking about reading because we have an author coming on tomorrow, right? That Vanya is.
And we were supposed to have Natalie Eilbert today, but she's under the weather. We'll have her on. We'll reschedule. I know we promoted that. We'll reschedule that. And we've got Rob Demoski coming up at 7 o'clock. We got Shannon Cohen from the New Community Shelter about the Bullathon.
Yeah, that's coming up.
We got Rebecca Rockhill, Executive Director of the Red Cross Blood Drive with the Packers. That's coming up this week. So, yes, go ahead.
And Turkey Shop. But we're talking about authors because Natalie, of course, is an author. And we have Vanya coming in tomorrow.
You know, I tried to find your book at the library. I couldn't.
Why don't you try that Lions thing? Isn't that where it is?
Well, I'll try, yeah, or Barnes & Noble or something, but I was just surprised it wasn't in the library.
Well, maybe it was checked out.
But I put my name in, and it said where my books are that the library has.
Oh.
So, I mean, you know, it's like, that's weird.
Right.
Maybe she just doesn't have them in there. I don't know. But I want to find her books. I want to read her.
Well, you don't have a say on that, do you? If your book was in the library?
No. No. I didn't even know it.
Yeah, right. The library kind of says that. Anyway, so Vanya's coming. So we're talking about books, and Johnny was saying, I said I was going to call you last night because I was eating this
pasty.
And
you're even pronouncing it right?
I'm so into that now. I may even start. You're going to start your bar business. And if this works at our fundraiser, I may get a side hustle going.
All righty. Now we're talking. Now we're talking.
From
now
the you're health, coming around. Health credit card.
Well, that's true. But that will be the exception.
I don't know if this would be considered that horrible, would it?
I don't know, Johnny. It's not in there.
There's no sweets in there.
Lard and butter, though.
Lard and butter and ketchup. Yeah. That's sweet. I mean, if you put ketchup on, I don't know that. You know what I think I'm going to have with
ketchup? Ketchup. Do you remember when Reagan put that down? It's like, that's like when they had the new thing, the national for kids for their lunches, and they had ketchup listed as a vegetable, as one of their or fruits or something, a serving. Remember that?
Yeah, that's because he had a huge lobbying group behind him on that. Hines is a big Democrat, but anyway, I think I would, when I sell these, I think I'm going to have maybe a couple sauces to go with it.
What do you mean sauces?
Like you can buy a little side of ketchup.
Gotcha.
An extra dollar. And then maybe some honey. Would you put that on there? Some honey mustard?
No, never in a million years.
No?
Okay, we're right.
Ranch?
50-50 so far in the pumpkin pie. Okay. Wow, right down the middle, Todd?
Yes, sir.
Our text today, our text poll. Pumpkin pie, yes or no?
Right, we're talking about that, and I love it, and Johnny's,
I say no, so
Johnny's adverse to it.
We're like that the couple I read about the time where they actually lived so far out in the country, this was back in like the 20s, that they still had a horse and buggy test, and they had to go like 18 miles into town. And every election day, they would hitch up the team of horses, they'd go 18 miles one way to vote, and each one knew that the other was voting the opposite of them. But by God, they're going to cast their vote.
Let's go cancel each other out.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Anyway, so during the break, we were talking about, I said, John, I call you last night because I was eating this thing. It was really good. And it's the first time I had that. And I said, I thought you would be sleeping. He goes, are you kidding me? I picked up a book last night and I started reading. I read to 115.
145.
To 145.
Wow. 145 this morning.
And then I get up at 2:30. Actually, and I can document.
I can't put stuff. I'm compulsive in that way, though. Like, You know what I mean?
Like, you get obsessed with the book. There's good authors out there. I mean, there's some great.
It was a Vietnam book, and I just,
yeah. But then I said, you know what I'm getting into? And this is where it got a little heavy. And
this guy would have got a lot heavy. This is where I like back. What's that Homer Simpson thing where he backs into the bushes again? Yeah. Okay. That's right. Good. We're talking about books. Oh, this Vietnam book and Marines really great. Said, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden I'm like, you're backing up.
I said, I'm reading books on life after life. And just there's doctors now that have documented that. Oh, I was always like, you know, when life is over, you expire. And these guys are coming around. There's just a lot more. And, of course, I'm getting a little bit older, but there's some incredible books. I just read one, and I think I tell you this, and I wrote to the guy, and I'm like, that's an awesome book you wrote about what happens after you die. I think that's the name of the book. And so I wrote to him.
Pretty original title there.
I mean,
let's get right to the point.
Well, it's some of these
okay,
titles.
Okay, you're dead. Now what?
some of these titles, it's like, wait, that doesn't really fit.
Yeah,
the book that does fit the book. What happens after you die? And he just talks about how there's a lot of that. And he ties it back. There's some biblical references in there. And I've read enough of these books. And I wrote to him. I'm like, hey, that was really good. You know, I'm kind of retired right now, and I just picked this up. I got interested. And you know, usually the guy wrote back to me, and because I said, look, would you sign some of these books for my kids? And he wrote back to me and said, yeah, send them to me. And he's in Texas. I'm going to read a couple more of his books, but I might even get him up here.
That'd be great.
And because we're all...
Well, can we call him, get him on the show even?
Right. No one gets out of here alive, right? But it's this guy takes you from not being afraid to... Not that you're really looking forward to it, but, you know, it's an awesome... I don't really call authors. You read the book and then you set it down, and I was like, okay, this guy's awesome. And the fact that he got back to me, I thought was
that's great.
Cool too. So anyway,
great he did that.
Yeah.
So and by the way, I'm getting my butt kicked on the pumpkin pie.
Oh, good.
75% yes, 25% no.
This probably isn't the right time.
I've done this before though, and I've
at
won
Thanksgiving.
This. Yeah.
Oh, I can see
that
this.
People aren't I can crazy see this about going, pumpkin pie.
I can see this going down in July. But, all right. You know,
you want to know when? Speaking of Vietnam vets. I interviewed one the other day, a wonderful gentleman, and he was talking, because I said, you guys were branded terribly by the media when you came back, as, you know, being terrible to villagers. And there was, you know what, that I try to get across to people, too, having, not, you know, I'm not trying to sound, but having embedded, you realize it's still a bunch of individuals. You can all wear the same uniform, same whatever, but you're still going to be you, who's a good guy, and Todd's going to be Todd, who's a phenomenal guy, and me's gonna be me, who's whatever.
Right.
And, you know, so it's not like you can't paint every soldier or whatever with the same brush. And that's what the media did, I think, in a lot of ways, right after Vietnam. And painted the crazed Vietnam vet.
That would be called stereotyping.
They did that totally.
The media does that all the time.
All the time. You know why? Because it's low-hanging fruit. It's the shiny object, and it's low-hanging fruit. Yeah. And then that tarnished Vietnam vets so badly. But what I'm saying is I asked him, I said, how were you guys to villagers? Because this guy was out in the villages right in the thick of everything. Because we're great. He said, man, I would save our candy. We'd give them to the kids all the time. Yeah. And we would do it. He said, he only had one kid throw something back at me. I go, what? He goes, fruitcake. He said the kids would eat the fruitcake. He said,
really?
He said the kid literally threw it right back at him. Yeah. Never been a fruitcake guy.
You know,
Todd?
No, man.
Yeah.
Well, that was a thing, though.
Oh, apple, no question.
The apple, the grape.
Yep.
Those are good. I don't know.
I don't know what those gelled candies, what were those?
And why were they green?
Yeah.
Like, red makes sense with cherry or something like that. But what was green
what
stand
What was the
for?
Green fruit thing?
And that goes into like the whole Jello molds and people used to put carrots and celery in that stuff.
Oh, not a fan of that. Jello in any vegetable. No, right?
I'll pass on the Jello.
You with me on that?
Yeah, I am totally. Yes. That I'll pass on.
Yeah.
But the guy, you talked about this Vietnam stuff before, but you're right. I mean, we do stereotype. They're all individuals. But did he feel like he was treated okay when he got back, or was he still feel
not
like
bad.
He was painted? Okay.
You know, from Northeast Wisconsin.
We're pretty
Northeast
good.
Northeast Wisconsin was pretty good. He's
right.
De Pere kid.
Right.
But actually, Freedom.
Yeah.
You know, so you're, yeah.
A little rougher down in Madison.
Yeah, absolutely. No question.
So.
I thought that was interesting. Talk to that lady that day. She was down there when the riots were taking place. Remember that?
Yep.
I'd love to talk to her more about that. Once again, we got a lot of stuff coming on here. Getting started at Tuesday morning. 29 degrees in Green Bay. 29 in Appleton. 28 in Oshkosh. WGBW WISS. We'll be back right after this.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. In the Middle East, dozens of Palestinians are feared dead after an Israeli airstrike hit a refugee camp in northern Gaza packed with innocent civilians.
Children and people are sleeping on stairs. There are no mattresses, no blankets. So it's a really dire humanitarian situation.
That's Arwa Mena with the Mercy Corporation. The health ministry run by Hamas saying at least 52 people were killed. Israel confirming the strike, saying it targeted and killed a top Hamas commander who helped plan the October 7th massacre. In the U.S., another deadly attack continues to raise questions. The killing of 18 people and the wounding of more than a dozen others in Lewiston, Maine last week. The suspected gunman taking his own life. Local Sheriff Joel Mary says the investigation continues.
Taking a hard look at what happened, and if there are changes that need to be made, let's make them, and let's make them soon. You know, we've already started that process.
This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's largest utility companies say they plan to end using coal as a fuel source sooner than they had expected. We Energies and the WEC Energy Group announced Tuesday they plan to stop using coal by the end of 2032. They had originally anticipated needing to use coal until 2035. They say they're moving up that date after they increased investments into renewable energy sources by over $1 billion. More teenagers are getting jobs in Wisconsin. The number of young people applying for work permits went up by 27% between 2019 and last year. That represents more than 37,000 workers. Republican lawmakers are trying to eliminate work permits. They say they're an unnecessary burden. On the other hand, fees from work permits pay for enforcing labor standards in Wisconsin. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Mino and the Mayor.
Very honored to have Chester Markle joining us.
You had some challenges with alcohol. You have done a great job getting that message out.
You know, it takes a long time to get it for some people. You know, my responsibility to every community and every place I go is to give back what others gave to me when I didn't know how to get it.
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy today with highs around 38. Southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies. Tonight lows dip down to about 27. Highs around 43. Tomorrow a mix of clouds and sun. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 21.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than BugTussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, BugTussle has you covered. BugTussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. BugTussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Damage from a flood or fire, sewage backup, mold remediation, or biohazard crisis. In all of these situations, you need help. That's why Midwest Restoration is here for you. They're absolute experts at coming in and taking care of anything that needs to be done. For them, it's not just a job, it's personal. Dedicated to lending a hand during your time of need. Midwest Restoration. Call 920-MIDWEST. That's 920-MIDWEST. 24-7, 365. Always there when you need them most.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
So, I'll start this since John has his mouth full, but November 1st, I started my diet. John, you obviously haven't. M&M's, kind of bar. What is this?
That's water.
It's not water.
It's water. It's hot.
Sparkling wild berry. Let me just look back
here. Oh, you just spilled all of your calendar.
it's just carbonated water is all it is.
Yeah, Jim.
Okay, what's all this 1,000% stuff here?
1,000% good for you. And here's what's in a Kind bar, okay?
Vitamin B.
60% nuts, gluten-free, low glycemic index.
Okay.
Dairy-free, no genetically engineered ingredients, no sugar alcohols.
All right.
What does it say, no sugar alcohols? What does that mean?
This has carbs in
them. Low sodium, 0% trans fat, high in fiber. How could you possibly eat something better for you than a Kind bar? They're just very hard to eat fast. And Todd, a couple of times, as I swear, wait until I had a mouthful.
He's waving at me. I'm like, what are you? I'm looking at my notes. I'm like, what are you doing?
Mino's got his mouthful.
When he goes out for the Kind bars, that's when I'm like, we got a live spot coming up here, guys.
The other day I was doing it, and it was gross. Pieces were flying out of my mouth onto my phone. I just stopped doing the spot halfway through. Oh, man, I'm still getting pummeled on the pumpkin pie. 75, yes. 25,
all right.
No.
All right.
Folks, if you didn't get the question right, pumpkin pie is not something that's good. Let's be honest.
You guys,
it's got a weird consistency. It's got a weird
texture,
flavor.
Weird
everything. It's not great. You would rather any other kind of pie than pumpkin pie, but you're afraid to break grandma's heart because she says she makes the best pumpkin pie around. True or false? You know that's the truth.
Now,
if you had a choice, if there were two pies and nobody would know what you're eating, blind taste test or whatever, you know you would take something other than pumpkin pie.
No,
be honest, people.
That's just not true. It's such a delicacy, and the beauty of pumpkin pie, the reason it's scoring so high is it's seasonal.
It's not even pumpkin. Remember, we had this topic a couple of months ago.
You're wrong on
it's
that
squash.
Too. Okay, it's got cinnamon and it's National Cinnamon Day.
It doesn't have cinnamon in it. Pumpkin pie?
Yeah, it does.
But anyway, it's not even pumpkins. It's squash. We had this discussion. Unless you buy
That's the way you Nogani people do it. Johnny, just because your little world with what was there, 800 people in that community? If you look at online or in bigger, pumpkin pie. Is first of all, you're just getting smoked in this survey because people do like pumpkin pie.
Okay, would they eat squash pie?
Well, would you eat cow? I mean, come on.
Basically, instead of calling it pumpkin pie, right. Let's call it what it is. It's squash.
Then
so, would you eat squash pie?
Okay, would you want a cow burger? No, it's just, no. And besides, pumpkin pie has pumpkin in it. It's
no,
just
it doesn't.
Remember we had that guy call
in? I know.
In?
If
the guy said that
you
it's
grow
a certain,
special
right,
type.
Right.
Yes. But not.
You
can't take your pumpkin that
he
you
never
had.
Said squash.
He said squash.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did.
He didn't.
So you can't
Todd,
take.
Find
those,
that tape.
You can't take those pumpkins you have on your porch and you couldn't clean the insides of them out and make a pie out of that.
Well, I could.
Well, you could, but it wouldn't be very good.
It would need more cinnamon and vanilla that. We would have to put into that
because
it's more tart.
I say we open up the phone lines too on this one this morning.
That would be great. Open them up 920-264-0606.
What are we
264-0606
to see if people.
How much people don't like squash pie?
All right. The question.
But you
is,
know what? I wish you would have done for me. I wish you would have roasted your
seeds.
Seeds.
I can still do that.
All right.
Nice.
I'm a big fan. Those are really good for
you. Just carved them yesterday.
You just carved your pumpkins yesterday?
Yeah, man, I was just going to do
that. Are
you
that person that puts up tree lights on, Christmas Eve?
No, remember, he told us last week, you wait till the last minute to buy your pumpkins. They're cheaper.
Oh, that's
right.
That's pretty much got them free. It's kind of, hey, it's like those kids that went to his house like 5 minutes after eight last night, knowing that Donna always gets rid of all of her candy on the last people there. I can't believe she gave out 36 candy bars to one person.
Well, it was three kids. It was, and I think they were brothers, she said. And, you know, she said, tell your mom. And then she gave him the whole box. Yeah,
that's cool. Incredible.
Yes.
That's incredible.
Nice. But I want to show you the four pumpkins that we had on our porch. Mm. And, yeah, there's plenty of seeds, Johnny. So
okay, good.
I'll do that tonight.
They say that's one of the best things for you could possibly eat. But the only thing is, don't people put cinnamon on them or something? Or brown sugar?
Not on pumpkin seeds.
Yeah, they do. I think brown sugar. Right, Todd?
No, salt.
I've only known like salt and pepper or something. Yeah.
Oh, I thought they put brown sugar. Maybe I did.
Yeah. John, what? I think you need to... Stay out of the kitchen, man.
Wow. Wow. So anyway, we got to talk a little Packers. We've got Rob Domofsky coming up in a few minutes to talk about this. Rob Domofsky, of course, longtime sports writer here in Green Bay, now works for ESPN covering the Packers.
Yeah.
Yesterday, they got rid of Raul Douglas. Kind of a shocker trade to Buffalo. They get Douglas and the Packers' fifth-round pick. Packers move up to Buffalo's third-round pick. There might be some other little things working around in that.
So, you know,
I like Todd's math there for a minute. 75% to 35%.
You're nice. That's great.
You got 110% vote. hey, Mayor Daley, nice job. You got 110% of the vote.
So I read stuff online like everybody does, and Vegas always tells you the odds of something happening.
Yes.
Anything. It's crazy.
You can literally bet on anything.
On anything, right. But they had coaches that were going to get terminated, and our coach's name was on the list. Did that surprise you?
Yeah.
It surprised me a lot. He was like the fourth or fifth, because the first one was that guy, and then he got canned.
Las Vegas?
Yeah, the Raider guy. But then they're talking about the coach in Washington, Rivera. And then the Bears coach is on the chopping block.
Yeah, Lucy, but I thought they were doing, you know, they've got that backup quarterback. Their quarterback's been out with the injury. You know, when you don't have your regular quarterback, it's not great.
Or what?
Well, you know, Las Vegas, you know, you talk about management sometimes. And the coach, you know, the Davis family, they're not going to fire themselves. Okay? Did you see his wife? Is that his wife that sits with him at the games? She always reminds me of. Do you remember the wife? Todd, you get help out of this one.
This guy's got a lot of money, John.
I don't care. Todd, you know, I've got none, so I've got nothing to lose.
And he's from Las Vegas.
I got nothing to lose.
And his friends carry violin cases.
I got nothing to lose. Okay. So, Todd, do you remember in Cheers the one guy's, like, wife? Like, Carla's ex-husband's wife?
Oh, yeah. It was actually Casey Kasem's wife.
Yes.
In real life.
Yes.
Really?
That's what his wife kind of looks like. There's a picture of her sitting with him in the luxury box about a week ago at that game.
Yeah.
Gene Kasem.
Yes.
Her name.
And now, a special request.
Still think Todd and I could do a 1 hour a week show on like a Casey Kasem. We'd pick a year, right, Todd?
Yeah.
Pick a year. Say, you guys, 1987.
I think you guys should look at that.
Top we have 10 some, songs from the year, whatever.
Yes,
right.
And talk about what was going on in the world at that time.
I think people would tune in
about sports, talk about what's going on politically.
Right, 1975, and you pick the year, you talk about what was going on, who's up for, you know, Jimmy Carter.
Yeah.
Coming in.
I want to do it, Todd.
Nixon out. And then talk about the music. And we have studio time. And we have programming time. So I think that's a really, really good. I'm doing my show, you guys.
And I know.
I'm so excited to launch it.
100% political.
Yep, it will be.
Yeah,
that's and it's awesome. All going to be local. But you guys could do the, come up with a cool title.
Mino and Todd. What do you think?
I think we need something more like what happens after you die. Let's talk about
so you're dead. Now what?
No, talk about what the show is. So it's like
I think people like that show.
I think they would. I think at time.
Could we do it? Since this pumpkin pie thing is not going well for me.
Time and place.
It's not
80%.
Well.
I'm losing 80-20.
Is that John?
Today, we got a new one. Can I talk about Todd and I, our show? Folks, would you listen to that show? Todd and I doing a musical look back year by year, playing the music, doing the whatever. Yes or no? 1 hour a week.
It's more than a musical. look
yeah,
back.
Yeah, historical perspective.
Right, it's going to be a time and place and then the year.
Yeah.
So I think I would listen to that because if you were doing like 1976.
Okay.
I would tune in for that because that was a good year in my life.
Yeah.
Graduation, had an awesome car. It was the bicentennial for the country. Red, white, and blue beer was really popular.
Billy beer?
Yeah. And then you play all the music that went with
Here's
that time.
Here's a nut job, huh?
Because we talked about...
Go text her. Jim, tell us more about the Davis family, LOL. Who's
that from? I'm not even sure, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those guys are weird. I mean, they...
Got a text her. Great
they
idea
came
for
in.
A show.
They
tell you, this
guys,
be good.
To come in for the game, they would. Those guys would fly in... Even the family in private, different jets.
Oh, really? Really?
Anyway.
All right.
Yes,
Al 1976. Davis is... What were we talking about? 1976. Todd, bicentennial, of course.
Yep. But here's the top five from that year, okay?
Yeah.
Play That Funky Music from Wild Cherry.
Okay.
December 1963 from the Four Seasons.
Oh, what a night.
Yep. Disco Lady from Johnny Taylor.
There you go. Disco Lady.
Elton John and Kiki D, Don't Go Breaking
Oh,
My Heart.
Absolutely.
And the number one song from 19 and the number one song from 1966.
You guys, that's a good Casey Kasem he's doing right there.
It's Wings with Silly Love Songs.
Oh, there you go.
You know what? I tell you, people would listen into that.
I think so, that's, too.
And then you have, you know, so you're going to, how far back you're going to go? So you got
our era, our life.
Maybe like what, 60?
Well, we got okay. to at least, yes, so, I would say about 68.
Yeah.
Because that, yeah.
Okay, but it's a week, so that gives you, well, I don't know what you're going to do after the year.
Well, you know what's funny? Because
you have to repeat because you're going to have 50 years, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. But anyway, I was actually thinking about this last night, Todd. This is no lie. And I was looking on the internet type thing about, and it said on October of 1969. Okay, the top songs. And it's like, oh my gosh, there was some great movie, great music back then. I mean, CCR was big yeah. and the different, it was just, I mean, it was Honky Tonk Woman, I think, was like number one. I mean, there was just some great stuff.
And then we could pull out like some really bad ones. So, well, this
right.
is a good one, really.
Yeah.
But 1976 at number 57 for the year.
Don't do it. Bankable Jones. I got back.
What? Was it?
C.W. McCall
oh
was number
God.
57 with Convoy.
While the dark of the moon or 6th of June, Jimmy Holland Hogs, Cab over Pete with a reefer
Todd,
on
Todd, you shouldn't have done that.
Sorry. Was hunting for bear now, I won't know, but I'm out of shit.
There we go.
Huh? Said big business, here's
I'm gonna
a rubber
get some
duck,
coffee.
We're about to put the hammer down.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow, wow, wow. I was working at a Holiday gas station in Virginia, Minnesota.
Back to that 69 with the... Where's Neil Diamond in all this?
I think 76? He was on there. No, 69.
I'm sorry.
No, I was
because he was big. I think that's, Sweet Caroline.
I get that's got to be
was
right
on there. It was. It was on that list. Sweet Caroline was on that list.
That, you know what? I'll listen to your show, you guys. Don't have a lot of commercials, though. I hate commercials.
Yeah. Thanks. Tell that to our sponsors.
I love commercials.
Hey, sponsors, Jim hates you. Wow.
What? No, it just have good sponsors. That's what I mean. Quality.
Kenny Rogers was big. Ruby Don't Take Your Love to Town. That was one of the songs. Remember? She painted up her lips and rose and curled her tinted hair. Remember that one?
Yes, I do.
Ruby,
that was not one of my favorite songs. That was not
somewhere.
One of my favorites, John.
The
thank
Archies,
you.
Sugar Sugar, number one
in 1969. Hated that song so much. Oh, I hated those. I hated that. I hated Sugar Sugar. I hated Yummy, Yummy, Yummy. Remember those? Oh, I hated those songs
Happy
so
songs.
Much.
What
yes.
about Dizzy from Tommy Roe?
Oh, Dizzy. That was a great song.
I remember watching American Bandstand.
God, what does that bring you back,
what
doesn't
was the
it?
Other one? There was one that was on like after school. It was shot on a beach.
I tell you, you guys are on to something.
Shindig. Was it Shindig?
I don't remember that. No.
Yeah.
So you guys are going to do this show of a place and time and the music of, and when we talk to the glam band about their music brings people back to a time of happiness.
Yeah.
Most of those years you're talking about, that was pretty good music. And those are pretty good. I mean, we didn't have Vietnam was kind of over. I think those are pretty good times.
No, it wasn't very over. No. 75? Tough year, 69.
Oh, no, that's 69.
Oh, 76. Okay. Yeah. I remember when I broke my arm and they had to put me in the hospital to fix, I had to stay overnight. And I remember laying, and the buddy next to me had a record player. They love bringing a record player. And the big song was Hair by the Cowsills.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hair,
come on, Todd. Here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, big fan?
Come on. Yeah,
I can just see John with his little CB radio.
I had a CB.
I bet you did.
I had a CB.
I bet you did.
I had a CB radio.
Oh, man.
And I wore a lot of flannel shirts and those vests.
And what happened to your lunch money?
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Small businesses represent the lifeblood of every community. In Wisconsin, small businesses represent 99.4% of all businesses. Their importance to our economy, especially our rural livelihood, cannot be overstated. Entrepreneurs must be innovative and have a growth mindset in order to keep pace. Business owners and employees of small businesses can attend a free presentation by small business expert Fred Hochberg. Hochberg is former head of the Small Business Administration, the Export-Import Bank of the United States, and the Lillian Vernon Corporation. His presentation, Small Business Growth Strategies in Rural Communities, takes place on Wednesday, November 8th at the UW Green Bay Marinette Campus. Hochberg will share ideas for how rural businesses can thrive in today's marketplace. Funding for the presentation comes from the Tommy G. Thompson Center for Public Leadership. For more information on Fred Hochberg's November 8th presentation, Small Business Growth Strategies in Rural Communities, and to register for this free event, visit thompsoncenter.wisc.edu. That's thompsoncenter.wisc.edu.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Sugar. I'm no longer going to say anything good about Todd. Worst song ever. I think worst song of all time.
Isn't that Yummy, Yummy, Yummy? Isn't I Got Love in My Tummy? Is that the same song? Is that this song?
No.
That's not this song.
No, this is Sugar Sugar.
Okay. All right. I just got a text.
Was this the Archies?
The Archies.
Yeah.
Band based on the cartoon.
That's right.
The Archies, right? Or something like that?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Didn't see it.
The Cowsills, of course, was a true family. I mean, it was a real deal. And that's what the Partridge Family was based on. Susan Day. Let me just say this. I don't want to sound like a creepy old guy.
Yeah. We've actually talked about this on the show before.
Have we?
Yeah, we've had a poll on Susan
Day. Susan Day. Oh, my Lord.
Who's she?
From the Partridge Family. I had such a crush on Susan. I don't know. I don't know what I would have done if I'd been in school. I was in school, but if I had both Susan Day and Marcia Brady, and each one was like, hey, you want to sit with me at lunch? I don't know what I'd do.
Yeah, that'd be tough.
Because I could see that being a problem if they were both in my school. They'd both want to sit with me.
But
don't you think, Todd?
But let's just up to that. Yeah, John live in his little world there.
Thanks.
they would have had to buy you your milk because your lunch money, I think, would have been taken by the guys on the playground.
Oh, you really think? Yeah, yeah.
Did you hear him talking earlier before we went to break about sitting there with his CB radio, listening to that trucker
guy.
Let me tell you something. His little vest on. He had that when Down vest came
That's
out.
That's when they became popular.
Right.
You were wearing that.
You had a hat?
Yeah, had a trucker hat. It was a, what was the big hat we all used to wear? Diesel caps. You remember Diesel? Remember Diesel?
No.
Diesel engine, the big thing, Diesel company, trucking company?
We didn't have those.
I can tell you exactly what I had on.
I bet you can.
Diesel hat. Okay.
Yeah.
Big hair. Hair sticking out all over the hat.
I bet.
Okay. Flannel shirt.
Nice.
Down vest, jeans, of course, and boots. And that was the look. That was and a belt with a big buckle.
I was going to say,
that
suspenders
was the look.
Or the, okay.
Nope, belt with a big buckle. That was the look in 1975, 76.
And you really think Marcia Brady and that other
Susan
lady
Day
would sit down with you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do.
Well, you live in that world, Johnny.
Yeah.
That's good. That's that. You want to, yeah, that's great.
Yeah. Yeah.
I do think your show is onto something, you guys. I will say that I think people will tune in and listen to and you
talk
know,
about the movies that were out
as long
year?
As I think what we would just I could talk to Sage a little bit about this, but no. My show's good. I don't have to talk to Sage. Okay, that's not what I'm talking about. Sage has got to put down. Jesus. That is not why I'm talking to Sage. I'm talking to Sage because I don't want you singing along.
Midnight Cowboy. That was a movie from 1969.
Bizarre movie. John Voight, Dustin Hoffman. You never saw it?
No.
It was the only one to win an Academy Award, and it was rated X. Yeah, Brenda Vaccaro was in it as well. John Voight was really good. Bizarre movie, but where he goes to New York. He's this guy from Texas, this kind of podunk from Texas, and he goes to New York to be a male hooker. Yeah.
Oh, like a gigolo.
A gigolo, yeah, that's the word I'm looking for. Well, thank you, Jim. Oh, gigolo. Oh, yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
Oh, I know what you mean. Yeah. Now I remember. Okay. Now I remember. Remember his sidekick was Dustin Hoffman was Ratso?
No, I didn't see it.
Hey, we're walking here. Remember that when the cab almost hits him?
John, I told you, do you 10 remember the minutes big ago song? I didn't Todd, see it. Do you remember that? Do you remember that? I didn't see it.
Todd, do you remember the number one song that came from that song? Nilsson?
Everybody's Talking?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Love that song. You know that song, Jim?
No.
Everybody is talking at me. I can't hear a word they're saying.
Yeah.
Only the shadows of my mind.
Yeah, I do. Is that,
you know that
who's
one?
That? Yeah, I do. Who is
Nilsson.
That?
Nilsson. Nilsson.
Not Milton, Nilsson.
Nilsson, yeah, not Milton. See, I could see, got text here, I could see Minor in the 70s driving a flat-faced semi-tractor pulling to some old-school truck stop. Absolutely. That's what I wanted to do more than anything in the world was be a trucker. That was my number one goal, was to be a trucker. What?
I not the highest aspiration, but that's fine. As long as you're happy.
Why not? I love truckers. I think
truckers are great, too.
Yeah. I just think traveling, they used to have all those great TV shows about truckers.
Yeah.
Remember?
Oh,
BJ
yeah,
and the Bear?
Yeah, that
was
the
only one I can think of.
Moving On with Claude Akins.
I don't remember that.
You remember that one?
Yeah. All these movies, that's because you watch that same show, The Trucker and the Bear, all the time. So you thought there was a lot.
You want to know a movie that came out in 76, I believe it was, that was really scary? Race with the Devil. Loretta Swit, Hot Lips from MASH. Warren Oates. Where they played these people, it's like the first time somebody went on a vacation in an RV, and they're down in, like, Texas, and they're being chased by this cult, which is actually the sheriff is in charge of this cult going after them.
I like that plot.
Yeah.
That's
and
cool.
They open the little thing in their trailer, and there's a rattlesnake in there.
Oh. Hey, speaking of, okay, I don't want to say, you want to stay on that, did you see that that stuff in the Everglades?
No, what now?
They're trying
they got those Burmese pythons. They're overrunning the place.
They are, and there's nobody to take them on except humans.
Well, yeah. Do you know that those things
are taking out, like, alligators?
Oh, I know. But the thing is,
then they strangle them. That's how they kill them.
The TV show Swamp People, now what they're doing for some of the episodes I've seen, they're going after the pythons instead of crocodiles and alligators.
And they get paid for those pythons, too, like $30,000.
Yeah. So I'm going to talk to Coyne.
I was just going to say.
I'm going to talk to Coyne and Ryan. Is Ryan coming in today?
Ryan's going to be in later on today. Yep.
Okay. But during the show, right?
Yeah, he's going to be on with Rebecca later on in the 7 o'clock.
Okay.
Hour.
What I want to do is set something up with Ryan from Midwest Restoration.
Right.
Me, him, and Coyne. We're going down to the Everglades. We're cleaning it out with those pythons. Okay. Because you saw the thing of Coyne with the alligators or the crocodiles.
Yeah, he took on the alligators.
You tell me, Coyne and Ryan couldn't take on those pythons?
Well, I don't know where you fit into that, but those
drive
two guys
the truck.
Could. Okay. All right.
He'd be the truck driver.
Just throw him in the back there, Coyne. We got her.
Get your music playing.
Yeah, those
get your
things
flannel
are
shirt.
Unbelievable.
Well, I think that's.
And they've adapted so well.
You kind of, you know, the whole circle, but certain things eat certain things, and, you know, the circle of life, but. What happened? Why is there such a...
Because of people having pets and just throwing them out in the Everglades.
No.
And they thrive.
It.
That's Jim. That's it. How else do you think all of a sudden, you think they took a boat from Burma?
I don't know. I think
it's from people having these as pets. Then they get too big, and then they put them out in the Everglades.
No.
And they thrive.
The opposite.
They have a little sexy time with another one, and boom, they got offspring, and the offspring...
It makes no sense what you're saying.
Oh, my God. None. It's called nature?
No.
I will tell you, just quickly looking it up, Jim, it says that in Florida, they're not constrained by natural factors where they're originally from. And so if they get out in the wild... Like Mino said, if they get thrown out in the wild, they thrive in that ecosystem.
Wow.
There you go.
That's according to Newsweek.
Thank you.
All right. Pretty reputable.
You allow Newsweek to be the source of this one, yeah, Jimmy? Yeah. Thanks.
All right, John.
Thanks, buddy.
But I won the pumpkin.
Wow.
But I won the pumpkin
Mayor?
Pie.
Wow.
People still like pumpkin pie more than they don't. So I won that one.
All right,
we're 1-1. You got the pythons, I got the pie.
Okay, I'll take that.
All right, cool.
All right, my name is Rob Domofsky coming up when we come back talking Packer football back after this.
When it's time for leaving, I hope you understand.
where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app. ABC.